Despite President Bush's strong vote of confidence yesterday, even Republicans in Washington are split about the future of Attorney General Gonzales. A number of Republicans in Congress have called for his ouster. We thought it would be interesting to talk to two Republicans, both veterans of the Justice Department, who are on opposite sides of the Gonzales issue. First up is Bruce Fein. He's a constitutional lawyer and former Justice Department official under President Reagan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what about the fate of Attorney General Gonzales? Should he stay or should he go, and why?
Well, I think that he should go. The Justice Department has a unique position in the cabinet. It's the steward of the rule of law. And the rule of law, like Caesar's wife, must be above suspicion. And the Attorney General has given what I might call as a dynamic rather than a static interpretation of what happened with regard to the firing of these 7 or 8 U.S. attorneys. He's changed his story from time to time, and he said at one point that he didn't even know what his chief of staff was doing with regard to this essential function of his, namely superintending and determining whether the U.S. attorneys were adequately performing their job and whether they required removal because of some misconduct or disobedience to priorities they were supposed to be pursuing. Not to know that itself, in my judgment, suggests a degree of negligence that might on its face require a resignation. But that isn't even in isolation. This comes at a time where the Attorney General also has agreed he was negligent in not knowing what the FBI was doing with regard to the issuance of national security letters. And when you lose the trust of Congress and the American people, I think that your ability to be the model for the Justice Department has been totally discredited and requires a resignation.
But doesn't the president have the right to retain a loyal cabinet secretary unless that person has clearly violated the law?
It's surely true that the president has a right to insist on choosing his cabinet officials. So as a matter of raw power, sure, what Gonzales has done does not yet amount to a high crime and misdemeanor justifying impeachment. But if the standard for retaining people in the Department of Justice were anything less than criminality justifies your staying, we soon would have a discredited and tarnished image of the rule of law. Mm-hmm. The Attorney General has to have a higher standard. I say the customary one is, like Caesar's wife, to be above suspicion. That standard has not been met.
Do you think President Bush's defense of Gonzales yesterday has changed the equation at all, boosted his chances of survival?
I don't think it's the president's support that's going to be decisive here. In the same way in which he initially supported Harriet Meyer for the U.S. Supreme Court, it was really the disenchantment of the public and then later Congress that caused her to withdraw her name. I think the same will be at work with Mr. Gonzales.
If Attorney General Gonzales were to go, who would you see as a likely replacement? Can the president hope to find someone as loyal and like-minded as Gonzales, or do the circumstances dictate someone more independent?
I think it's the latter. If I can draw some analogy historically, I was around in the Nixon administration when he then left office. He had two attorneys general, John Mitchell and Richard Kleindienst, who were convicted of crimes. Elliot Richardson quit and Bill Ruckelshaus quit as attorneys general because they wouldn't fire Archibald Cox.
Watergate prosecutor.
Yeah. And in the aftermath, when President Ford came in, he ultimately chose first Bill Saxby, but then Edward Leavy was chosen to come in and serve as attorney general. And Ed was someone of great independent stature from the University of Chicago, and he restored, I think, trust and confidence and respect for the department. And I would think someone like an Ed Leavy figure is the one who would most likely succeed in Alberto Gonzales.
Bruce Fein, lawyer and former Justice Department official in the Reagan administration, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now to a Republican with a very different view. Joining us is John Yoo. He's a law professor at the University of California at Berkeley who worked for Attorney General Gonzales in the Justice Department. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Yoo, we just heard Bruce Fein argue why Attorney General Gonzales should go. What's your view? Should he stay or should he go?
I think he should stay as long as we don't see any evidence that a prosecutor or a prosecution was tampered with for purely partisan political gains.
But we just heard Bruce Fein suggest that the Attorney General should be above the appearance of wrongdoing, and certainly there's some appearance that there might have been wrongdoing in this case.
If you had that test, that would subject the Justice Department and the people who run it, just to whoever has a criticism of the Justice Department. The important thing is that the administration of law enforcement is not purely neutral. We want our prosecutors and our attorney general to have policy preferences and to pursue the kinds of cases we elect them to do. It is not just a job that can just be neutrally done apart from and separate from the rest of the executive branch or apart from a president's priorities.
And do you think that the president's strong show of support yesterday makes it any more likely that he will stay?
Oh, yes. I think one thing that was happening is that Republicans, who were getting no sign of support for Gonzalez, were starting to jump ship. They didn't want to be caught in the same situation they were with Rumsfeld, when several people were out saying Rumsfeld ought to stay, defending Rumsfeld, and then to find out all of a sudden that he'd been fired and the decision had been made weeks or months earlier.
But doesn't Gonzalez suffer from the fact that he really is a creature of the president, that there's no real depth of support for him in Congress?
I do think that hurts the attorney general because he doesn't have a political base of his own. On the other hand, it makes it sound as if people want the good old days of John Ashcroft back as attorney general, who did have a broad base of political support. It doesn't really matter. In fact, we might not want someone who is constantly involved with the Senate or the Congress to be in charge of law enforcement. I would say, for example, Janet Reno, who many people did not think was a good attorney general, was someone who was quite independent and separate from President Clinton, had a lot of fights and disputes with the president, and that wasn't good either.
Whatever happens at this particular time, whether he stays or goes, what do you think we'll look back and see as Mr. Gonzalez's legacy?
His biggest legacy is going to be, without a doubt, the war on terrorism. And historians in the future, I think, will look back on the firing of this U.S. attorney's controversy as a small footnote. How they'll evaluate him, as they'll evaluate, I think, the Bush administration, is how well they do in the fight against al-Qaeda and how well they do in bringing an end to the Iraq War.
How difficult will it be for Alberto Gonzalez to do his job if he does stay, given this controversy?
Well, I think what you have is an administration in the last 2 years. It's not looking for re-election. It does have some priorities that are dependent on Congress, but a lot of what the executive branch does, a lot of what the Justice Department does, doesn't require constant support from Congress. So I think the Attorney General certainly been wounded, but it doesn't prevent him from doing his job, doing the day-to-day job of taking criminals off the street and trying to prevent terrorist attacks.
Professor John Yoo is a former Justice Department official and author of The Powers of War and Peace, The Constitution and Foreign Affairs After 9/11. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.